I invite you to turn with me in your Bible or on your smartphone to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, as we experience Promotion Sunday on this beautiful Lord's Day. What a great day to check out a life group if you haven't had the opportunity to do that. And you say, but Pastor Stephen, what's the value of getting into a group? What's the benefit of connecting with people my age and my life stage? Why would I go that next step? I'm enjoying this worship service. I'm enjoying being in this environment. I love being in here. The air conditioning works really good in here. I love this. I can hear very well in here, and it's very, very obvious that God's up to something. What about just hanging out in this environment? Why would you want me to go to the next step and get connected to a life group? Well, I'm going to give you some reasons for that in just a moment, but let me remind us that God created us with a need to be connected to Him. You remember the hole in your soul that only God can fill? And you can try to fill that hole in your soul with everything else in this life. In fact, you can take the whole entree of all that this life offers you, and you'll still have a hole in your soul. Why? Because it's God-given. And only God can fill the hole in your soul. He created us with a need to connect to Him, but also He created us with a need to be connected to His family. God created us to do life together, to be on mission together, to give our lives to something bigger than us and something that will outlive us, and to do it together as a family, as a team. God's put that inside of us, a need to be connected to His family. And I've shared with you our passion here at Champion Forest, North Klein, and all of our campuses is we want to connect you to the Bible, God's holy word, through a life group. Now, you're going to hear God's word preached this morning because we preach the Bible. In fact, this morning, I'm standing on the word of God. When this building was being built and this platform, which is concrete, was being poured, we were able to place a Bible in the foundation right before they started pouring concrete. So I'm standing on the Word of God as I preach every Sunday, and I'm holding out the Word of God as I showcase God's grace through the preaching of God's Word. So we want you to get connected to God's Word, but we also want you to get connected to significant relationships. Life can be lonely. And though technology connects us more than any other time in history, we're more isolated and we're more lonely than any other time in history. So we want to connect you to the Word of God, and we want to connect you to significant relationships with other people that you can do life with at a different level. Now, the option is yours, because you can choose to live at a distance. You can choose to stiff-arm relationships, and you're going to live a very lonely life. Or you can risk it. You can step into the water, and you can enjoy meaningful relationships with other people that you will grow with. And our goal for you is for you to have 2 a.m. friends. You know who they are, right? There's a handful of people you're willing to call at 2 a.m. if you're in trouble, right? And our goal is to help you grow 2 a.m. friends who get you, who know you, who are for you, who love you, and who are willing to go to bat for you and willing to come to your rescue even at 2 a.m. That's our passion for you, to help you get connected. And remember, you determine the level of intimacy with God and the level of connectivity with other people. That's your pleasure. And God's given you that opportunity. So what I want to do this morning is give you benefits of a life group. If you'll write these down, benefits of a life group coming right out of chapter 2 of the book of Acts. Here's number 1, if you'll write it in your notes or text it to a friend. Here we go. Benefits of a life group. It's where you can put your devotion into motion. We're going to notice in our passage, everything's built on devotion. When you put your devotion into motion, everything we're going to talk about is built on that reality that you're putting your devotion in motion. Look now at Acts chapter 2, verse 42. Now remember, this was on the day of Pentecost, 120 believers in the upper room praying for 10 days, the Holy Spirit comes. Then on the day of Pentecost, Peter gets up and preaches the gospel. And on that day, how many got saved? 3,000 people came to Christ in one day. 3,000 people. So the church grew from 120 to 3,120 in one day. So this mega church now has to get smaller through doing life together in life groups, smaller groups. Verse 42. And they devoted themselves, there's our word, and they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, that is to the word, and to the fellowship. So they're connected and committed to the word of God and to their fellow believers. All 3,120 are now spread out, meeting in smaller groups, putting their devotion into motion. Number two, another benefit where you can experience prayer and care. That's vital. Experiencing prayer and care. In other words, where somebody's got your back. Look with me now in verse 42, the second part. To the breaking of bread and the prayers. So they're taking their relationship to a deeper level. They're starting to enjoy the Lord's Supper together. They're starting to have fellowship meals together. They're starting to go to Papacitas together and Gringos together and Uncle Julio's together. Can I have an amen? In Los Cucos that we had last night as I was coming back from the Woodlands playing sand volleyball with about 200 of our Spanish members and guests, and I'm feeling it today. Felt 20 when I started, feeling 50 this morning. Now they're breaking bread together. They're taking the relationship to a deeper level. And the prayers. You see, the reality is you can come into this environment and you're going to feel inspired. You'll feel the presence of God, but there's no one close enough to walk with you who can really care for you in your time of need or really to pray for you when you go through a serious season of life. And we do ministry through our life groups. It's so vital that you understand that the way we keep a large church small and intimate and caring is through our life groups. And that's why if you don't get connected to a life group, you may go to the hospital, you may have surgery and have no connectivity from our church. If we don't know, we don't go. If we know, we go. And what's such a blessing in my journey with God as a shepherd is so often when I get to the hospital, a life group leader or a life group member is already there. Or they already knew and they let us know. That's how we do care. And prayer ministry is through our life groups. Number three, where you can encounter God's activity in unity with others. If you want to experience God on a personal level, on a front lines of ministry level, then get connected to a life group where you can encounter God's activity in unity with others. Look at verse 43. And awe came upon every soul. That's how we were feeling a moment ago during the Revelation song when we felt like we were so close to the pearly gates and about to enter into the throne of God and touch Jesus and his nail-scarred hands. We felt like we were on holy ground. That's what awe is, the awe of God. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. Why? Because there was unity. And all who believed were together. Like-minded. Some translations say in one accord. That's, you know, putting a lot of people in a Honda Accord, but they're together. All who believed were together in one accord and had all things in common. You see, what happens when you come to faith in Jesus Christ, what you realize is that you receive a new jersey. And on March 28, 1979, when I turned from my sin and trusted in Jesus alone for my salvation, 1 month before I turned 10, I received a new jersey. I was no longer playing for the devil's team. I was no longer lost and hellbound. I now became a child of God. And from that day till now, for the last 40 years of my life, I've been wearing the Jesus jersey. And if you're a child of God, you have a new jersey to wear also. So here's what I want to ask you. Are you living up to the name you bear in the jersey you wear? Get connected. Get connected. Number four, it's where you can express generosity to bless the body of Christ. It's where you express generosity. It's how you give your life away. It's how you invest your life in other people. It's how you become a blessing and benefit to other people. Right now, we have so many people serving in our preschool and children's area and serving our adult life group space right now taking place. And then this room will empty out and go to that building to life groups. And that building, all those there will come into this room for our 11 o'clock worship. We call it flip-flop. Flip-flop. While we're worshiping, they're in life group. And then they're going to come worship while we go to life group. And it's going to be a flip-flop. And that's where my wife Tanya is right now. She serves in the preschool check-in area. Most of you who have preschoolers know her because she helps you get checked in. My daughter Tori is teaching the four-year-old class. And I mean a bunch of four-year-olds and another teacher. They're serving together. And then Tori's goal is to come worship in the next hour. Tanya's goal is hopefully come worship in the next hour. She told me this morning, I'm probably not going to be seeing you today in worship because it's promotion Sunday. And then we have Spanish life groups at noon. And then our Spanish worship service starting today at 1. It's an exciting day where you can express generosity and bless the body. Now look at verse 45. Don't you love the word of God? And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. So there was no social security system. There was no welfare system. The church stepped up to the plate to be the church. And the common denominator was generosity. What do I have that can bless you? What do I have that can add value to your life? I've got 15 of these. Maybe I can share them with you. Now, I don't know about what your closet looks like. And I probably shouldn't even go where I'm about to go. I better not. No, I'm going. If you ever want to be under conviction, just walk into your closet. And if you were ever to shadow me and saw how long it takes me to figure out what I'm going to wear, because there's so many options. How many shoes? I'm like, what shoes am I going to wear today? So many options. 8,945 t-shirts I had to look through to figure out what t-shirt am I going to wear to go play sand volleyball with our Spanish members and guests in the Woodlands. And thank God the student ministry gave me a new t-shirt, so I thought, I'm going to sport that, and I'll feel younger. It worked for 5 minutes. We are so blessed. One of the largest growing industries in America, storage units. Storage units. Why? We've got too much stuff. We have too much. And the church recognized that, and they said, you know what? Let's share with each other. Let's eliminate poverty. And then look at verse 46. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts. So they were sharing everything with one another, and then they were eating together, sharing a meal together, having that koinonia, that fellowship, that authentic community. So a life group is where you can express generosity to bless and benefit the body. Then number 5, it's where you can experience the miracle of multiplication. And we're not about addition. We're about multiplication. That's why we are a multi-site, multicultural, multi-generation mega church. Champion Forest Baptist Church. One church in 4 locations, over 20 worship venues. Why? Because we're passionate about multiplying. That's why we're birthing some new life groups today. And then on the 25th and on September 8th, why are we birthing all these new life groups? To give you new on-ramps, to give you new opportunities to get connected to a life group. Look at verse 47. Praising God. Would you say that with me? Praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. The miracle of multiplication. Now, what I want you to understand about our life groups, they are open groups. They're not closed. So that means you can go to any life group at any time of any Sunday of any year. So when we have a life group, even when we launch a new one, it's not a closed group where, hey, we only have room for 7. When you get in, we lock the door. Our life groups are open. You can check out one today, check out another one next Sunday, check out another one the next Sunday, and you find where God wants you, where you really connect. You'll connect with somebody there, or maybe the teacher, or you'll feel like this is home. So as we say, you don't have to say, I do, on the first date. Go check out life groups and find the one that connects where you are and where you feel right at home. We have open life groups. And our life groups are not an organization of the church. They are the church organized. The life groups That is the church, organized. And we're very, very passionate about that. And our life groups are also launching pads to mobilize in ministry. Whenever there's a need in our community, we connect with a life group and ask them, can you meet that need? They're already organized to mobilize. And we saw that during Hurricane Harvey response. We just connected with our life groups and said, we're going to meet on this day. We're going to have everything we need. And we're going to mobilize you and us to go do mud outs. And we mobilized an army of 2,000 people who did over 600 homes of mud outs. Well, how'd you do that? We're organized. It's called life groups. And we mobilized our life groups that were organized. It's where you're going to experience the miracle of multiplication. Now, let's have some fun. Have you ever seen a top 10 list? Have you ever seen that? Now, I'm not going to do it in inverse order. I'm just going to say number one, number two. Let me give you just a rapid fire. Now, this is going to make your heart rate go up because I'm fixing to speed up, okay? You're going to say, this feels like a 100-yard dash. Well, it's actually 10-yard sprints. You ready? Top 10 reasons to join a life group. And I want you to jot these down. These are fun. Number one, because you're already here. You're already here. You've already parked a car. You've already entered the building. You have already dressed up. Look at somebody around you and just say, you look great. You look great. You're here. You're already dressed for the occasion. You're ready. You're here. Praise God. I'm going to ask you to invest one more hour to experience God's power. I'm going to challenge you to take your worship experience here with the crowd into a smaller group dynamic that will make God proud. One more hour to make an investment. And by the way, you're just a few steps away from changing the trajectory of your day. Just go right through these double doors to the Welcome Center, and they'll help you get connected to a life group. Number two, for the food, fun, and friendship. For the food, fun, and friendship. For the donuts that have no calories. I don't know about you, but I get so much happier after I have a chocolate-filled donut. It blesses me. It expands my view of life. It gives Tanya more to love. It makes me more loving. I think donuts are from God. So enjoy some calories, some contagious laughter, and connect moments with other people your age and life stage. Number three, the positive influence of a growing Christian. Put some growing Christians around you. And that's one thing we discovered with our son Austin in football. He started when he was like 3 years old doing flag football. And we just surrounded him with people who were ahead of him, further than him, who would stretch him. And he often played in our neighborhood with boys who were many years older. And they played tackle football out in the yard. And Austin, though he was young and small, he learned how to take on the big boys. And thank God for it. Now, at Rice, he's playing against the big boys, and we're taking on University of Texas at NRG Stadium on September 14th. Can I have some prayer? But for his whole life, we surrounded him with elite athletes, elite coaches, and private coaches who would invest in him in baseball and in football. And you remember, Paul, we even stretched them out, and they played tennis. They did track. Did all the sports, and we surrounded them with the best. Why? Because you get better when you put better people around you. Our daughter Tori grew up doing cheer competitions, and if you've ever traveled in cheer, you know what that feels like. You go far away, far, far away to another state, and then you agonize for 8 or 9 hours watching all these different groups all day long, and then finally your daughter's group goes in for a minute and 38 seconds, and then it's over. Absolute torture all day long. And then you take her to the gym and you drop her off, and she stays there for 1.5 to 2 hours for private tumbling. And then you go back to pick her up, and then you got to go by Walgreens to get Icy Hot, and then you got to go get some wrap, and then they got to get some ice for an ice bath. It's unbelievable how much work it takes to help your children get better. But why do we do it? Because we love them. And the reason we're so passionate about putting great people around you is we want you to get better. And the way you get better is you get some godly people around you who've been walking with God, and it'll make you better. Number four, to receive the benefit of accountability. To receive the benefit of accountability. You see, what happens in a room this size, you can hide. And anonymity is an asset. We value anonymity for our guests. We want you to have the freedom to be anonymous. It's an asset when you're checking out a church. But it becomes a liability when you're longing for deeper relationships. So anonymity is good as you're checking out churches, but there's going to be a moment where you've got to go deeper. And that anonymity becomes a liability when you're trying to build deeper, meaningful relationships. I remember the Sunday morning when I was pastoring in Baton Rouge and my dad was still alive. After a life of alcoholism, prison, and just a difficult, lonely life, I was about to go into the pulpit and preach on connecting to life groups. And the Spirit of God just prompted me to call my dad, and he answered. I said, "Hey, Dad, this morning I'm about to walk into the pulpit. I'm going to be preaching on the value of connecting to a life group, a smaller group that you can do life with." And for some reason, the Lord just wanted me to call you and ask you this question. If you had connected to a life group when we were young, before you turned to alcohol, before you became an alcoholic, or even after. Dad, before I go preach, I have to know, would it have made a difference in your life? To be surrounded by godly men who would have walked with you in your struggle, in your pain, in your isolation. You thought alcohol was the only option, and so many people would have loved you through it. And then he started crying. And he said, "Stephen, that would have changed my whole life." The reason I'm so passionate about life groups, the reason we've spent millions of dollars on a life group building, is because we know the value of getting you connected to people in a smaller environment where you can do life. Number five, to go deeper in your understanding and application of God's word. To go deeper. See, in life group, you can ask questions. We don't normally have questions and answers during preaching time, especially Facebook Live right now. Does anybody have a question? Anyone? Anyone? Number six, to experience personal touch ministry. That's where you really experience personal touch ministry. Number seven, to exercise your spiritual gifts. Remember, at salvation, you're gifted by God, and God gives you so that you can serve the body of Christ here through his local expression called the church. To exercise your spiritual gifts. Number eight, to strengthen your connection to the body of Christ. To strengthen your connection to the body of Christ. It just takes you deeper and gets you connected to a team, a family. And then number nine, to contribute to the overall health of the body. Right now, 50% of our worship attenders are members. 50% have come to Champion Forest North Klein the last 2 years. 41% have come within the last year. 24% of people in this room have come here within the last 30 days. So we have great opportunity to help you get connected to a life group and contribute to the overall health of the body. Then number 10, you ready for number 10? I told you I'd get there. 10-yard sprints, time 10. Here's the, I think, the most important reason. To be like Jesus. To be like Jesus. You say, "But Pastor Stephen, what do you mean by that?" Jesus had a small group. He had a small group of three with Peter, James, and John. He had a small group of 12, the disciples. He did life with Peter, James, and John. He did life with his disciples. He was very intentional about making the crowds smaller, more intimate for connectivity. Now lean in for just a moment. Friday, Tanya and I had taken someone we're very close to the airport at Bush International, and we said to her, look, we're not leaving until you get all the way through security and get on your way to the gate. We want to make sure everything's okay before we leave. So we sat out in my vehicle quite a while, just kind of waiting for that text, hey, I'm through, everything's good. And while we were there waiting, our daughter Tori, who teaches first grade at Earhart Elementary, she had just gotten home, and she was taking her puppy, Heidi, the Maltipoo, my grand puppy. She calls me Poppy. You remember that, Poppy? I'm Poppy to our grand puppy. And we're practicing for the future. We're not trying to race into the future, but we're practicing. So Tori calls us in a panic and says, Mom and Dad, I just took Heidi into the backyard, and I'm like, I don't know what to do. We're like, well, what happened? What happened? And she said, when we went into the backyard, there's a mama duck and a daddy duck in the yard. And then Heidi chased them, and so they flew away. And then I was trying to get her to take her back inside. Then all of a sudden, 11 little ducklings came down the fence line, and then Heidi took after them. She was chasing them, and they were scrambling in the backyard, and half of them went through the front gate to the street. The other half tried to jump through our fence, and the way our fence is, we have netting there, so our Maltipoo won't jump through the netting to go to the preserve. And so the little duckling, like, would get stuck in the netting. She said, I had to grab it by its little feet and pull it back out and try to put it over the fence, and then half of them went this way, and Heidi was going crazy. He said, I was in a panic, and I was soaking wet, sweating, and then the daddy was up on the roof, and then the mama was over here, and she's like, I thought they were going to attack me, come peck me on top of the head, so I was nervous, and then trying to deal with Heidi, and she was going crazy, and finally got her put up, and then Tori said, I had to go through the side gate to go find where in the world is the other ones, and they were in our neighbor's driveway. Have you ever driven up to your home and seen little ducklings in your driveway? It's such a blessing. So anyway, so she chases after them, and then the mama duck shows up to rescue them, seeing Tori as a threat. Tori's just trying to help, and the mama duck doesn't like her. She's not feeling the love flowing right there. So all in all, she's panicked, and we finally said, Tori, the mama duck and the daddy duck, they've got this. They've been doing this a long time. They know how to quack, quack to get them back. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. But send us some video footage because I want to see it. And I thought about, wow, what a good illustration of church life. When you're just doing life and you feel connected and then something scatters you and a group runs this way and a group runs this way and you just have somebody just trying to pull you back together. Pull you back together. And here's why we're so passionate about pulling you back together and getting you connected to a life group. Here's why. We do better together. Those 11 little ducklings will do better together with those who are shepherding them, providing for them, investing in them. So what about you? Do you feel scattered? Do you feel dejected? Do you feel isolated? It's time to come home. It's time to come home. Would you pray with me? Father, we thank you for this treasured moment. We know that we need you like never before. Lord, I want to thank you for what Life Group has done in the life of Champion Forest. Thank you for the thousands of people, Lord, who connect in small groups on all of our campuses. Thank you that it's the strength and the heartbeat of our church. The church organized to mobilize. Thank you for that, Lord. And I just pray that you'll stir hearts here today, Lord, that people will say, you know what, I'm going to give it a try. I'm going to give it a try. And may this be our best day. With your heads bowed and eyes closed, here's my first invitation to you. Right after the service, I'm going to invite you to my left and your right by the baptistry just to come down here and talk to one of our prayer partners. If you would like to become a Christian, become a child of God, if you need the assurance of heaven and eternal life, you'll just come talk to one of our prayer partners. They'll say, hi, what's your name? What's on your heart? Share your name and then say, I want to be saved. I want to go to heaven. And they'll share with you how you can become a child of God and get connected. If you'd like to check out a life group, all you have to do is go across the atrium to our stairwell. It'll say Welcome Center. Just go right to the Welcome Center and say, you know what? I'm going to check out a life group. It starts here in just a few minutes. And you can check out a life group after you go get you some coffee in our cafe. Let God have his way in your life. Take your love relationship with God to the next level of connectivity. Maybe for you, you're just going through a difficult season. We all navigate that. We live in a fallen world. Maybe for you, this is your season, and you just need somebody to pray over you, to pray for you. If you'll come to one of our prayer partners, they'll pray with you, and it'll be the sweetest experience of your day. Let God have his way in your life. He loves you so much. And remember, you're not here by accident. You're here by divine appointment. So, Lord, I pray that you'll have your way in us, have your way through us to make your name great. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks so much for joining us today. We pray that the truth of God's word is both encouraging and uplifting to you. If you'd like more information about our church, service times, or locations, or if you have a question about what you heard today and you want to connect with someone, I want to encourage you to visit us on our website at championforest.org. Have a great day, and God bless.